As membership owners, we put so much time and effort into creating fantastic content and resources for our members. But how do you make sure that members actually consume that content? I'm going to be sharing some tips and techniques for doing just that on episode 330 of the Membership Guys podcast. Here we go.
You're listening to the Membership Guys podcast, bringing you proven, practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business each and every week. And now, here's your host, Mike Morrison.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 330 of the Membership Guys podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you have just found this podcast, hit pause and make sure you get into your podcast app right now and press that subscribe button to ensure that you do not miss a single weekly dose of membership advice. And if you're a long-term listener and you're already subscribed, you know I love and appreciate you and every single second of your time and attention that you give listening to this show. So today, I'm going to share some tips and techniques to encourage your members to actually consume the content and the resources and all of that good stuff that you create for them and that you deliver to them in your membership. You know, when you spend so much time, energy, resources creating that content and producing materials for your members, you want to ensure that people are actually using them and that they're consuming your content, they're completing your courses, they're watching your tutorials, they're downloading your resources and all of that. So, to help you do that, I'm going to share four key strategies for encouraging consumption and completion of your membership content. So the first strategy is to ensure that you recognize, reward, and reinforce the behaviors that lead people to complete and consume your content. So this can include things like offering member spotlights, where you actually provide some public attention to members in your site who've just gone through a particular course and they've gotten a great outcome. Or even members who are midway through your course, they're working through it in real time, and you actually spotlight them as they're working through the course to address any challenges that they're having or to demonstrate practical hands-on application of what they're learning as it's being learned. So you're pulling members into the spotlight as a feature of your membership, where your other members get to either watch a recording of you assessing their work or going through a coaching call with them. And this can encourage other people to take your courses, to consume your content, because you're reinforcing that as desired behavior and you're recognizing the people who are doing the work. So if you've got a guitar membership and you've got a course that teaches particular techniques, again, you can pull people in at different points of their completion of that course as they're working through. If you've got exercises, if you've got maybe little songs that you want them to play, you can bring them in at different stages and assess the work that they're doing, answer any questions, address any problems they're having, as well as spotlighting people who've completed the course so you can show the actual outcome of the work they've done. Another thing to do is to make sure that you're acknowledging member wins. Again, this is recognizing and rewarding people. People love to be celebrated. They love to get a pat on the back, especially when it's done publicly. So make sure that you're acknowledging those members who are getting good results from having consumed and completed your content. A great way of reinforcing the importance and the value of actually using your content is through gamification. Now, we have an entire course inside Membership Academy that dives deep into gamification as a strategy. So if you're an Academy member, I'd certainly encourage that you look into that. But in a nutshell, gamification is a great way of providing little rewards and little bits of recognition to people who are actually consuming your content. So little badges, points, and so on that are based on video game style behaviors. Member ranks are another way of actually encouraging people to participate, especially within a community. Now, a lot of forum software will have the ability for you to designate levels and ranks to members based on the way in which they're participating inside your community. Quite often, it's based on the number of posts that they have made. The more posts that they've made, the higher their level, the higher the rank, and perhaps the more features they have access to within your community. So again, this is highlighting and recognizing people who are actually behaving in the way that you want them to in terms of their consumption level of your membership content, their participation level in your community. Performing community roundups or sending out a member email every week where you showcase any popular discussions from the community, any interesting conversations that are going on, where you highlight member wins and success stories, acknowledge people who've just completed a course or they've reached a certain milestone within your content. Again, these kind of things, that recognition encourages other people because they also want to be recognized. And sharing member success stories, which is something that you can do within just the privacy of your paid community if you want things to be a little more intimate, or you can share them to the public at large, to your wider audience, by having members on your podcast or interviewing them for your blog. This gives members something to aspire to because they also want that recognition. They want to be showcased in that way in front of that large audience. So recognize, reward, and reinforce the consumption and the completion of your membership content. That's the first strategy. The second strategy is to provide facilitation for your content. So this is where you're actually involved in the process of someone consuming that content. So one way of doing this is with member challenges, where you get everyone on board to agree that they're going to work their way through either a single course or a series of content from your membership within a specified time frame. So you could do this as a monthly thing where you get people to agree that they will start consuming particular content at the beginning of the month. You'll have check-ins throughout that month, and the goal is they will have completed it by the end of that month and they'll have taken action and all of that stuff. So you give them that target to hit by the end of that period of time. Maybe even provide a prize for anyone who completes it, an incentive for people to complete it. That's something you could offer everyone, or it's something that you could offer to the first person who completes that content. So you're getting directly involved, you're hands-on in motivating people to actually consume your content. You can pair this up with monthly themes. So you can designate a particular theme, a topic to every single month, and then you can roll that out into the sort of facilitation we're talking about, member challenges, contests, rewards for people completing stuff, and so on. So you can actually choose a selection of content that's already in your membership. It doesn't need to be tied to the release of new content. You take content that's already in your membership based on the theme for that month, and then you direct and you encourage your community to focus specifically on that particular batch of content or on a particular goal or outcome or specific area of their life, of their business, or whatever your membership's around. Having that encouragement from you and having you spurring them on, posting in the community, nudging people along, giving them some extra tips and insights, making yourself available for them to pick your brains, to ask questions and so on. This can really give people that added impetus and can stir them up to be more active and more proactive in consuming your content. You can actually get really hands-on with the facilitation side of things by doing course walkthroughs too. So this is where you're actually going along with your students, with your members, as they progress through the course. So let's say that you have a course consisting of 10 lessons. You can allow your members to sign up or to enroll in a course walkthrough with you, maybe once a month, maybe once a quarter. You give everyone a start date and you actually say to people, okay, so from this day to this day, we're all going to be working as a cohort, as a group through lesson one. This is what I want you to do. Here are some activities on the back of that. And then on the third day, we're going to do a live Q&A where I'll be available to answer any questions just about that lesson and where I'll check in to see how people are doing and so on. And then lesson two, we're going to work on from this date until this date. Then there'll be a Q&A and there'll be some extra resources and so on. And you do this for the next lesson, the next lesson, the next lesson. So you're really hands-on. You're working with them as they work their way through that course. The ability to have access to you and to have you focused on the same thing that they're focused on can be a huge motivation to get your members to actually take part in that course and to consume content that otherwise they may not if they were just left to their own devices. Now, even if you don't want to go all guns blazing and so hands-on when it comes to the facilitation side of things, you can still achieve good things if you have a forum, if you have a community, and you designate a specific section of that community to discuss your core content. So if you've got a roadmap, if you've got a signature course inside your membership, having a dedicated section of the forum, again, that can give you a way of facilitating and giving people a little extra nudge, giving people a little more focused of a place to get feedback, to discuss their progress and so on. So you make your content part of your community. You encourage people to ask questions about that specific piece of content, about individual lessons, different stages in the roadmap in a dedicated area where you can follow up on them and you can make it easier for them to get past any roadblocks that might be stopping them from consuming that content. You might even look to implement a study buddy system. So if you have members who are perhaps at a more advanced level than others, or they've been around in your community for a while, you can have a scheme or you can have an initiative in your community where you match newer members with more experienced ones. And you have those experienced people actually get involved on a more hands-on basis with helping the newer members to progress. So this sort of facilitation where you're not just giving people content and leaving them to their own devices, again, that can be huge for encouraging content consumption. The next strategy is to use reminders and little nudges based on member activity. So if you can track and monitor the activity of your members using things like users' insights, Intercom, Entreport, ActiveCampaign, and so on, these actually have the ability to enable you to see what content people are consuming. Or if you're using something like WP Fusion, where you can add tags to people based on the specific pages of your website that they visited, again, this goes a long way in being able to pinpoint what members have and haven't been doing and what content they have and haven't consumed on your site. So you'll be able to see if someone's been a member of your website for a month and they've still never completed a course, well, then you want to trigger a reminder. Or maybe they've started a course, but they kind of drifted off and it's been a few weeks since they last completed a lesson. Again, if you can track this, if you can flag it, and if you can have members getting tagged within your email system, then you can trigger email reminders to them to encourage them to either start a course for the first time, to check out a feature or a section of your membership that they've never looked at, or to get them back on track with something that they made a good start with, but they haven't revisited for a while. And these sort of reminders and helpful nudges can be a great way of guiding people to content, making sure that they're actually consuming it. Regular email roundups, which we mentioned before, having that consistent member email that goes out weekly, where you summarize activity that's happening inside your community. You give a roundup of any new content that's been released. Again, these can be great for just reminding people that you're there, reminding people of perhaps a particular feature in your membership that they'd forgotten it existed, reminding them that there's new stuff for them to consume. So this sort of thing, gentle nudges, making sure that your content and your desire to have them consume that content is always on their radar. You might also do things like content spotlights, where you periodically choose a course or a piece of content that you are going to highlight to your members, either in your community or via email. You can't take for granted that every person in your membership knows every single piece of content that you have to offer, and that if they're not consuming it, it's simply because they've decided not to. Some things get missed. Some things are overlooked. Sometimes people don't quite understand the value that is to be had out of a particular course unless it's explained to them and it's put right in front of them with these kind of reminders that we're talking about. So once a month, you could send an email to your members to spotlight a course that could have been in your membership for several years. So maybe you've not had reason to talk about it. Maybe it's buried on the third or the fourth page of your content library, but perhaps to that member at that time, it might be the most valuable thing you can offer. They're not going to find out about it unless you bring it to their attention. So again, making a deliberate, conscious effort to spotlight your content, to remind people that it exists and to nudge them in that direction. Maybe sharing case studies or testimonials from people who've completed that course before, or examples of the results that your members have had. This is a great way of keeping an extensive library of content feeling fresh by making sure that you're always highlighting what's in the archive to your newer members. It doesn't matter if a course is 4 or 5 years old, if the material is still up to date, then if a member is seeing it for the first time, it's new to them. So often with memberships, when we're releasing new content regularly, we have this sense that if what we're talking about isn't the new thing, then we're doing something wrong. But there can be so much value that exists within the archives, within the library of your membership, and it's your responsibility as a membership site owner to remind members of that value. And even just simple things like having well-established publishing routines for when you release new content. As well as being a great habit, again, this can be good for staying top of mind and for ensuring that your members remember to check in with your membership and consume any new content. If members know that every Tuesday, a particular type of awesome content is being released into your membership, and you keep up that publishing schedule consistently, then it becomes a bit like watching a TV show where you know that at a set time on a certain day, you're going to get more of the type of content that you like. If you can establish that feeling within your membership, it can go a long way to having people actually consuming your content because it becomes easier for them to remember that it exists. So making sure that you make effective use of reminders, of nudges, and that you're monitoring the way in which members are consuming your content and nudging them if they need bringing on track, reminding them of the great value that's inside your membership. All of these are valuable things to do. The final strategy we're going to talk about is to make sure that you're providing members with multiple content formats. A lot of memberships these days primarily have video content, but many of them leave it at that. They create awesome videos, and that's it. That is what they put into their membership. But if you have video content, then you could accompany that with a download of the audio that you've stripped directly from that video. So if someone just wanted to listen to the audio, they have that option as well as being able to watch the video on your site. In addition, you could have a text transcript of what's been said and spoken about in that video too. If you want your members to actually complete activities and to take actions, then it makes sense to have some sort of worksheet or workbook that goes along with your course or with tutorials, lessons, and so on. You might even provide a PDF download of the slide deck. So if you've used Keynote or PowerPoint to create slides for your videos, you can actually make those downloadable as a PDF too. Possibly even incorporate quizzes and assessments into your lessons, perhaps at the end of a module just to assess what people have learned, to make sure that they've absorbed the material, to test their understanding and to give them an opportunity to reflect on what they've learned. So instead of just video, suddenly the learning experience consists of video with optional audio and written downloads, with extra materials such as the ability to download the slides, with workbooks, activities, and quizzes to make it all interactive. And this just massively ups the game for your membership content. By providing multiple content formats, you provide ways for people who perhaps don't like watching videos to still consume your content. You also increase the likelihood by using things like quizzes and worksheets and so on that someone will actually take action and will actually really, truly understand and execute on what they've been taught. And as a result, improve the chance that they'll get a positive outcome. If they get those positive outcomes, then of course, that's going to make them more enthusiastic about consuming and completing more of your content. So to summarize, 4 strategies for encouraging members to truly engage with your content. First, recognize, reward, and reinforce content consumption and completion. Second, provide some sort of facilitation to actually actively direct people in their consumption of your content, to give them that extra push, that extra motivation, and to work with them as they work through the content. Third, use little nudges and reminders to keep people on track, to highlight content they should be focusing on, and to ensure they don't fall out of the habit of actually using what they're paying for. And finally, make sure that you're providing multiple content formats so that you're catering to a variety of different member needs and learning styles, and that you're making your membership content more of an educational experience rather than just a library of different videos. So if you've been struggling to get your members to actually consume and complete your content within your membership, hopefully some of the tips and techniques that we shared on today's episode will help you to up your game and get better results for your members, which of course means better things for your membership. That is it from me today. Hopefully you found today's episode useful. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. The Membership Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website's already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, step-by-step membership roadmap, exclusive member-only discount perks and tools, as well as our supportive, active community that will help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice, the Membership Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out at membershipacademy.com. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.